Welcome back. It's fucking Slick with you on a What's Up With That Wednesday inside the Guild Mortgage studio. GuildMortgage.com, building a lifetime connection since 1960. Give the Federal Way branch a call at 253-252-7000. And thank you to Rob and Guild Mortgage for a $1,100 donation to the Ronald McDonald House. They will be studio sponsor here for the next week. Boy, they talk about giving back to your community, stepping up for the kids. And some people do and some people don't. But boy, the folks at the SPSL and the South Sound, led by some incredible athletic directors, parents, and community members, have done just that. We have talked about this story a bit with Chris Egan from King 5. And boy, girls and boys will not be able to play basketball down in Pierce County, in the South End, because of the restrictions in Phase 2 down there. So they had to think of something and come up with a plan on the fly to get these kids to be able to play basketball. They put their heads together and they said, what about the fair? What about the Puyallup Fairgrounds? Let's build a basketball court outdoors. It'll be covered and we'll have them all play there. And one of the people that spearheaded this idea, along with many others, joins us right now on the Beacon Plumbing Hotline. We welcome her back to the show. She's the athletic director at Curtis High School, and her name is Suzanne Vick. Suzanne, welcome back to the show, and thank you so much for doing it.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Let's just start here. What and games are taking place today? For those who may not be familiar with this story, let's just go over what has happened and why did we get to this point where we're going to be having a high school boys and girls basketball games being played at the fairgrounds and outside.
You betcha. So we pushed back season three, which is almost all of our winter sports. We pushed them all back to our season three, which started just a couple weeks ago, in hopes that our COVID numbers and that we would be in a different place at this time. Well, we weren't, and we're stuck in phase two. And so in phase two, we don't have a place to compete, not only in basketball, but in wrestling and in water polo indoors. So we had to get real creative with a bunch of different sports. So wrestling is happening outside. Pools are having to go outside of our county to be able to compete in water polo and basketball. You know, going on the asphalt didn't seem like a great idea, and we couldn't play indoors, and driving hours to go play games outside our county didn't seem like a very good idea either. So 2 weeks ago today, we're sitting on an SPSL coaches meeting with a bunch of SPSL coaches and athletic directors, and this dream started with an idea. And 2 weeks later, we're playing basketball tonight.
So 2 weeks ago, you guys came up with this idea to play outdoors at the fairgrounds, which the yep. spot is covered. Now, if for people who aren't familiar, the spot that's covered, it's the large structure that I think they use. I'm not really exactly what they use it for the fairgrounds.
They use it for barrel racing. They use it for the Clydesdale okay. show. Yeah, I go watch a friend of mine's daughter race, barrel race every year there at the fair. So there's that's what we're using.
Three full-size basketball courts, and how many games will be played on these three full-size basketball courts?
So we've gotten a few questions about the size of the court. It is a little bit short.
Okay.
We had a hard time pushing out those cement walls, but it's as big as we're going to get it. Okay. And we're playing upwards of 400 basketball games in that arena in the next 4.5 weeks.
So the season's about it's about 4.5 weeks that you'll have how many schools playing, and then on these schools, Suzanne, again, Suzanne Vick with us, athletic director at Curtis High School, of these schools, of the number of schools that are playing, how many teams within each school?
You know, we've got 17 schools between the SPSL, 4A, and the PCL. Olympia and South Kitsap are members of the SPSL, but they're in phase three counties. So we are actually going to be using those gyms for the games that we play against them. You know, every school or most every school has JV and varsity, boys and girls, and a lot of C-team games are going to be happening as well.
Can't believe how fast this came together. Tremendous job. Pretty a lot bad. Of great work from obviously some really dedicated people, including yourself. What's been your biggest obstacle? I'm sure there have been several, but what's been your biggest challenge putting all this together?
You know, the support has been unbelievable. Absolutely amazing. Probably the biggest hurdle we had to face was getting hoops. the baskets are hard. They're big. They're hard to get on trucks. You need lifts and forklifts and tow trucks. And we sent a the Tacoma School District really stepped up and sent a truck and trailer over to the Yakima Sun Dome to get our final two baskets. That was a wild ride. And that was just the day before we set the floor. So baskets, I would definitely say, were the most challenging. The best blessing of it all is watching this entire community come together. The donations, the support has been just unbelievable.
Suzanne Vick is with us, athletic director at Curtis High School. They begin play today. SPSL and then the PCL will begin playing at the I know it's the Washington State Fairgrounds. I call it the Puyallup Fairgrounds. I'm sorry, Suzanne.
That's okay. I told Ken Hojum at the Washington State Fair I would try really hard not to say do the Puyallup, but we have tagged this whole event Hoop the Puyallup.
Well, there you go. It's always going to be the Puyallup Fair to me. I mean, it never change. Are we going to have scones there, by the way? Can you get scones?
The scone truck did drive by us yesterday, and I was like, wait, can you stop right there?
Hold up. Yeah.
Who?
Krusty Pups, Earthquake Burgers, we need it all. Let me just tell you, the Washington State Fair has bent over backwards. I actually got a text today that said, hey, where can we place the flowers? Mm. I'm like, I can't even believe we're talking about flowers at a basketball game, but it is going to be beautiful, and they are doing everything they can to just make this a magical experience for our kids.
Why was punting or quitting on the season not an option for you guys?
Well, you don't quit on kids. You just don't. Like, these kids, and so many of them identify themselves as basketball players, and there was was not an option. And many text messages went away back and forth of, you just got to find a way to get to a yes. Yes is the only answer. Yes is the only answer for wrestling. It's the only answer for water polo, and it is the only answer for these basketball kids. It's not the same as being inside your gym with fans, but it is the best option we have right now, and we're so excited for our kids. We're so excited. It is beautiful down there.
When is the first game today?
I believe there is a JV game at 3 o'clock this afternoon. Then there's another one in the 4 o'clock hour, and then we start with our varsity games, I believe, at 5:45. We, Curtis High School, is heading out to South Kitsap to play our first game inside a high school gym.
Do you know off the top of your head the JV game today at 3, who it is? I know you guys got a lot going on. Okay.
I don't know that answer. Sorry about that.
How many games are we talking about daily?
12. So there'll be four games on each of the three courts. And then Saturday there's games from 9 to 9. All day long.
God, I want to be there.
The community and everybody and yourself, Suzanne, and all the other athletic directors. There has got to be so many people that have helped put this together, to put the cement down, to put the courts down, to go and bring equipment in. Let's give them some praise and some acknowledgement here on the radio. Who would you like to praise for all of their help? And I know you may miss someone. Don't worry about it. For getting this together.
This is like the acceptance speech where you forget somebody in the process. First off, this doesn't come about without the work of our coaches to think outside the box to figure out how we get this done. So that started, 2 weeks ago at that coaches meeting, the Dreamers. There is no way this whole thing gets off the ground without Looker Asphalt. Amy Looker is the girls basketball coach at Rogers High School. We're good friends. We've spent a lot of time talking through this process, but their company stepped up, and not only they thought we were just going to grate the flooring and flatten it. Turns out we couldn't get it level enough, or they couldn't get it level enough. And so they worked out a deal with the fair. The fair had wanted to asphalt this space for a while. So they connected, created some form of contract. I don't know what that was, but to get that asphalt laid down. We've got I believe it's Columbia Empire Volleyball Association that has, it's basically they've gifted us the flooring. Bartleson Trucking went down and got it. Tacoma School District went to the Sun Dome to pick up our to pick up two baskets because we needed another set. You know, not playing on baskets that we went and purchased at Dick's Sporting Good was not where we wanted to go, although I know we could have. We wanted to have really solid rims and hoops for these kids. The WIA loaned us their set that was available, and then the Kine Volleyball Sports Academy, they had a set of hoops that they in their facility that they gave us as well. There is a trucking company or tow trucking company here in University Place. I don't remember the name, but they helped us with the forklift to get them onto the trucks. But it has been a community effort. The Puyallup community, I am from Puyallup originally, and tell you, they know how to do community right. The food, the Looker family brought Chick-fil-A yesterday. You know, there's 30-plus athletic directors, community members just laying floor, working. I mean, 10 hours a day. If you got to watch the, 10 hours and 42 seconds, the little, like, speed version of what happened yesterday, that it's just magic. It's magic. Magic happens. And you can't even describe how awesome it feels to get to a yes. Like I said, crazy text today about flowers. The Washington State Fair, they changed every single light bulb in that space. I was there at 10:30 last night, and you wouldn't have even thought it was dark outside. In an open-air venue, they changed every light bulb. They cleaned every seat. They're pressure washing right now. They're laying gravel so that we don't track dust into the facility. They have just, what do you need? How can we help you? So shout out, huge shout out to the Washington State Fair.
Well, Suzanne Vick again with us, athletic director at Curtis High School. They have put together three courts down at the Washington State Fairgrounds in order for the SPSL girls and boys and also the PCL and all levels, C teams, JV teams, varsity teams, in order to play basketball this year, because they're down there in phase two. They can't play basketball indoors, have to be outdoors. So it's there, and where the barrel racing, probably where the horse racing and other things are there at the Washington State Fairgrounds. So it's covered, keep them out of the elements. They spearheaded this program together and this idea in the last 2 weeks, and with the help of so many people, in order to get the kids on the court to play a sport. When you go in there for the first time, and Curtis steps in there for the first time, what will your emotions be like as just a community member and also as an athletic director, watch these kids on the floor?
Like you just said that, and I like got goosebumps all over the place. It's going to be really special. I don't know if anybody really realizes, because it doesn't make a whole lot of sense. You know, some people will ask, like, why are you doing this? I'm like, well, because we can't play. We can't play inside. And, you know, a lot of people just don't know that. They don't know the rules that we're being governed by. And so we're given an opportunity that these kids couldn't get. And so that's what's so special about this. Some people will ask about fans at this point. This week, for sure, we are not going to have fans. There are so many logistics of the system and busing and getting kids in and out and officials in and out and game staff in and out that we're not going to have fans this week. They are all going to be live streamed on the Eli Sports Network. So you can check that out. We're going to post it on our Twitter account later today. Everybody's going to get a chance to watch, but nice. I know that's disappointing to some people. I know people want to come watch. Yeah.
What's the Twitter account?
SPSL4A. Okay. I think it's SPSL4A. Let me just double check that for you.
Eli Sports Network, ELI, Eli Sports Network.
Yep.
Where you can watch the games.
Yep.
You need broadcasters? You need any broadcasters?
You know, if you Jim Meyerhoff is going to probably be handling all of our media down there. So check out the Puyallup School District Athletic Director. Okay. He has worked really closely with the Puyallup School District and the fair. And Tim Thompson, Kevin Minus, Brian Strzelewski, we've kind of just really put our heads together to try to figure out all the logistics that go with this. But all of the facility work has really, from a behind the scenes, is Jim Meyerhoff. He's coordinated all the trucking and all of that to get this all happening.
Well, if you pass a message to Jim, Slick and I, we'd love to come down there if you want us to do anything for you. You know, I don't know, buy us a Krusty Pop. I don't know.
Well, I'll tell you what. My mom asked if she could come because I have a son that plays here at Curtis. And I said, do you know how to push a broom? And she goes, yep, I sure do. next week we are hoping that we'll open it up to, you know, we're looking at probably two per uniformed athlete. So those families can come in and watch their kids play. That's important to us. It's very, very important to us.
Of course. You think the kids, and this is not a slight at the kids, your son, do you think they understand and grasp what you and the community have done for them in order to get them on the court to play?
Well, I know my son does.
Yeah.
Do I think all of them do? Just probably not. I think they are super appreciative. What I don't think they know is that, like, why can't I play in my own gym?
Right.
I don't think they understand the behind the scenes, all of the things that are going into the restrictions that we're under. But I do have one of my girls basketball players had told me, she goes, we're not going to play a game this year. And I said, no, we're going to play. She's like, no, we weren't. No, we're not. And I said, yes, we are. And so we were out in Chehalis or Centralia playing a game. And I said, do you want to say sorry now or later? And so she's like, after the game. I'm like, all right. So, you know, both our boys and girls have gotten a chance to play a game, and we're going to go out to South Kitsap tonight and then hit the fair. I know Rogers and ER are playing tonight. I do know that. I believe Sumner's on the court, maybe Bellarmine.
Okay.
I think those are the four schools that are getting it, and then the PCL will kick off tomorrow.
Well, congratulations to all of you, to the Looker family, to everyone there. You know, Dane, we mentioned Dane is, of course, everyone would probably recognize Dane Looker's name just because of the time spent at University of Washington. But to all of you guys, Suzanne and all the ADs, all the parents, all the community members, all of the companies, and we'll rattle off those names again, that have put this together in 2 weeks. I mean, it is unbelievable. The lifting and the organization and the hard work that you have put in for the last 2 weeks in order to get the kids out there on the court. And we'll leave you with this. I thought it was the best quote. You don't quit on kids.
Mm.
And that's so true. And you guys did not. And you guys should be an inspiration to others. When people say you can't do something, we'll point down to you guys and say, well, they did something. They did something in 2 weeks. So the kids could have something to play for. Suzanne, we always appreciate having you on. Don't be a stranger. We'll do it again. Good luck to your squad tonight.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Thanks for having me. And let's go hoop to Puyallup.